Yes?
Okay, sounds good.
Reason if some people don't learn
tonight,
I think it's like
Chassidus.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it after you finish. Okay. It's only
Until Nacht.
It's only
according to
some people. According to some people. So now the Rambam mentioned the idea of Recha Milsa, in the case of a Tavshu which has chametz with other foods in the oven. The language of the Rambam uses is not precise. The applies to a case where a person is roasting it. If a person is going to be has liquid in the pot, so there's a zeya issue, which is steam, but there's not recha. Recha is a different din. There's a case where the tzli, where there's no real. The only transfer is really there's this strong smell which is transferring, as opposed to in a case where it's in a pot, because of the fact that there's liquid there, the smell is not that strong. Can show you it's tough mem zion, mishibrus of cotton tests. We're talking about that it's roasting. Can show you tzli shomein b'tzaner. There was something roasting which was fatty in the oven. A kikir shel chametz, and there was also a kikir of chametz. So the roasting and toasting in the oven, you know, baking in the oven. So the we say the also high shomein, the fattiness of the tzli goes as it were into the kikir, mafatin the kikir, makes the kikir fatty, and then vader high kikir, but they're saying reich shel chametz b'tzli, and then the fattiness of the kikir now allows it to give off a flavor also, and put a flavor into the tzli. Okay, so that's the case of mechaber has to be a case of tzli. Okay, so the Ramah said there are some people which are mekel where the case will be mutter by shari surim yesh mekilim. Yod. Dafta chametz of Pesach is b'mashu, even though the isur of chametz and Pesach is in any minute amounts. So, there's a mashu of the chametz which went into the tzli. I mean, flavor by definition is the way we understand flavor scientifically is that a molecule of the item went into the air and created. That's what we're smelling. So a molecule is b'mashuhu, right? So chametz is also b'mashuhu. No, hainu b'nivla m'mashuhu sa iser, but the actual item got mixed in, even though it was a very minute amount, a very small amount, but it was the actual item. But over here, it's just the reach ba'alma. Then you said lo b'chemira chametz b'shar b'yisur. So this opinion says that in that respect, we're not going to give a chumra to chametz more than other yisurim. In the case of Recha, is not a problem, but other yisurim will not be a problem by chametz either. Okay?
Okay.
Then Malcolm show you mutter. It's mutter by chametz. In the case, it would be mutter by shari yisurim. Now, what is that? In a scenario which we would consider b'di'evit reichel av milsi, we would apply that to chametz also. Within the chametz, the chametz would be the same thing. We're stressing because there's a case by other resurim which we would be machmir, so the chametz also would be machmir. Lafuke b'mad the machmir ninen b'alma, the case which we are machmir in general. If the item which is the heter item is something which is sharp, it absorbs the sharpness, allows it to absorb more of the flavor. Normally, passing but in a case where the heter is a dover chorif, so then it's going to be also by shari surim koshke and hachal in pesach. So obviously that would be true by Pesach also. Now, take a look at the Sharetzion in Vav and Zion, or the Vav and Zion. truth is, take a look at the Shartzin and Hay also. Okay, so the Ramah used the language of a Tavshul. So after what he means, the Kavanah Shlo B'Makom Hefsim Merubah, the Das Ramah saw Masif Beis, the Ramah passes in Yerideh, in Simit Kufches, Sif Beis, the Hakra Philip Abishon, a case where it's not going to be a loss, a large loss, where Machmer by Rechim Milsa, he bid Yevit, even by Bishon. Now, the Ramah mentions over there in Yerideya in Siman Kufches Sif Aleph, there's an opinion which holds it's only mutter b'di eved in a case where the oven is partially vented, not when it's completely sealed. We don't work with an oven like that because of the way our ovens work, but their ovens were fire coals, etc., so they could seal it off totally on top, just have a little opening on the bottom to allow some air to get in that the fire should burn, and that was it. So in that scenario where it's so the Ramah said over there in Sif Aleph, even when we say b'di'evet rechala milsehi, but in the case with sosin legamri, we don't say that. Then the Ramah comes, Ubar Ramah Shom Sif Beis Loimer. So now the Ramah comes and says, okay, wait, I told you in Sif Aleph that in a case that's totally sealed, it's Usur Bidi Evid. The Gam Abishal Yesh LaHakmer B'Sosil LaGamri L'Deyazu. According to that opinion, that when it's sealed totally, it's Usur by Tzli, Yishu Machmer by Tavshal also, by Bishal also. But that opinion which says by tzli we're machmer by sosum bidi evid is also only a single opinion. They pass it even in the scenario where it's sosum. We say rechala milzihi because it causes shem b'ira gra. Therefore, the Ramah and Sif Beis which says that we're machmer by bishul is irrelevant, because it's all based on the opinion that your macher writes tzli b'di eved in a case where it's totally sosum. So over here, we would not want to explain this Ramah is going based himself on the Ramah over there in Sif Beis, where that Ramah is only going based on a single opinion, which you don't paskin like. Okay, make sense to you? Yeah. So he's saying that he's bothered with the problem of the language. The Mishnah points out that the Ramah discusses the case of Tavshal. Tavshal, the definition means it's bishul, means it's with liquid. So it means it's in a pot.
Right.
And we come out of it, there's no din of Recha Milsehi by a pot, by cooking. So the Pshatian says, I'm going to make a suggestion how to explain the Ramah and explain why I don't want to use that suggestion. So my suggestion I'm going to make is there is an opinion of the Ramah over there in Yerideya that we're macher by Bishul also of Recha Milsehi. But in a case where if there's not a large loss involved, we're macher. So good. So according to that opinion, so that over here would be relevant to discuss the case of Bishul Recha Milsehi. So Mishnah Berurah says no, because it's clear from that Ramah, over the flow of the Ramahs, that there's an opinion, the Gemara has a machlokes with Recha Milsehi, Recha La Milsehi. And we paskin, most poskin paskin rechal la milsehi, period. Which means even if the two items are in a tanner and it's totally closed, you still say rechal la milsehi. Zay is a different ballgame, but rechal is la milsehi. But there is an opinion which says not like that. It says in a case where it's sosum legarmi, you have rechal milsehi. That opinion which says it's sli, when it's sealed, rechal milsehi, says the machmer by tafshal also. And that's the Ramah over there in Yerideya. But that's all that opinion. We don't pass like that opinion. Mm-hmm. So to explain this Ramah based on that opinion, which you don't pass like, is not logical.
Even as sleep.
Even as sleep. Okay.
You mean explain this Ramah based on that opinion?
That's what he wanted to do, try and explain the Ramah over here, who discusses Bishul, not Sli, based on the Ramon Yerodea, which discusses Bishul, not Sli, by Reich Milsi. Okay. So the Sharatzin and Vav. So the Mishnah Berura came along and said, in a case where there was a Dover Chorif, the Heter's Dover Chorif, then we're Machmer Ben Yevin Reichem Milsi. Zatim Sharatzin Ramah Beyardei Hashem Pasuk Tehu Adin Ima Ha'Isser Ha'Yad Dover Chorif. The case of the Ramah, the case of the Mishnah Berura said was that the Heter was a Dover Chorif, and its sharpness allows it to absorb strong flavor, the flavor in a strong way, so it makes it awesome. Similarly, if the Isser is a Dover Chorif, it gives off a very strong, sharp flavor, it'll go into the Heter.
What did you say could cause the flavor to be absorbed?
Well, the Mishnah Berura's case in Sifkat Yad Aleph was that the Heter is a Dover Chorif. The Sharatin is a case where the Isser is a Dover Chorif. So that's the Ramah over there. Mechanetiku, El Yerabah, and Graz. So the El Yerabah and the Shulchan Aruch Rav both over here give that example, an example where we would say Recha Milsehi by Havi Sermon, Koshke Mechomet. But Vedasa Chokyak, Mechem Karchayim, Vedav Kibim Heter, Dov Rechorif. Okay. End of thought. Vedav Rechorif, Mikri Kishareva, Tafshal Huchorif, the definition of something being Chorif, is this is actually Ramah and Yerodea, that it's only if the rive of the tavshil is chorif. If you have some onions mixed into a food, it doesn't make the food a davar chorif. If you have just an onion alone, or you make an onion type of food, so the main thing is the onions, so it's considered chorif. Onions actually have a property that after they're, if they're cooked, they lose their harifas. But if they're roasted, I don't think they do. Borscht is mikri davar chorif. The borscht, which they're talking about, was a fermented type of, they would allow the vegetables to ferment in a liquid. So it was very sharp. Okay. Then the Mishnah points, the Shire State points out in Zion, in a case where the heter is a davar chorif, we say recha milsehi, even if it's a large tanner, zafilik is tanner gadol, upasuach is also, even the tanner is large and it has an opening, it vents out. But you have the two items together, you have the iser and the heter, which is a davar chorif. The davar chorif of the heter will absorb the flavor of the iser and it's awesome. Okay. Now, the Ramah said there's some which are machmer, the mashahu miya ika, that they say by chometz, even though by shari surim rechalab milsehi, but by chometz it's also, because hayois, chometz is also by mashahu. And the whole idea of reyach is that there's a mashahu which transfers as the reyach. So that mashahu by chometz will be also, because the mashahu is by chometz is also. Vasa filib and yevin, and then it'll be also even by yevin. So the chometz would be different than the other Yisurim. But the Ramah adds, v'dafka b'moka, where it re, but it, even if we're macha recha milsehi, it's only by other Yisurim, it's only in a comparable case. By other Yisurim, we would say recha milsehi l'chadchila, and don't do it. Just we say, but yevid, it's mutter. But a case where you see, even l'chadchila, it's mutter to do it, means it's not considered a place where recha is an issue. So by chometz also, even if you're machmer recha milsehi b'di'evid, it would not apply in that scenario. So what's the case? So where is the case where we say by ashari surim l'chadchila recha milsehi and don't do it? That is hainu yigimel hainu shayitana katan v'sasim. It was small. It was closed. The chometz and matzah shneim megulim b'sechet taner, and they're both not in a pot. You know, they're not protected in a pot. They're open. The b'kagon zeh, in such a scenario, kamalon ba'alma, we hold by other isurim. B'di'evad rechalav milsehi lachila also lasuske. Where we heard the esim and kufches ayin shom. So we hold by other isurim. Don't do it. B'di'evad it's mutter though. Chemichomets the chemer tvei sfirla the high sur b'asher the yeshes afil b'di'evad. And chemichomets even b'di'evad it's awesome. The chemichomets rechal milsehi. That's all talking about a scenario where by shari isurim it's also to do the chadchila. But b'di'evad it's mutter. And by chometz, even b'di'evad it's awesome. Aval b'davar lo shayach b'yishem recha, afil l'chadchila mutter ba'alma, something which by other yisurim is totally mutter, means we don't look at it as an act, a situation of recha, so by chometz will also be mutter b'di'evad. For example, kagoyin, shayatan or gadol, it was a large oven, so it's large of upasuach, and it was open. So the Shartzim points out psuach means not that there was an opening, but it was made in a way that it's a rather open type of an oven. Or if one of the two was covered, so that would not be also by chometz b'di'evad either. Now, how big is the tanur gadol? So a tanur gadol is it's an oven which is large enough that it could hold 12 esrinim, and isarin is a shir chala. So, you know, we picture it. Usually, we talk about, you know, it's 43 and a fifth bayim is a shir chala. So 12 times that. You can do that.
Sounds pretty big.
It's quite a large oven. It's a large oven. All right, that's the definition of a large oven. And a lach over there. Okay. Zok the Mishabur Ali and Alocha. So how do we pass it over here? We have two opinions over here. How do we pass it? Karakaz of a rabbi, Yerdea, Shom, the Bemokim Hefset, Meruba, if it's a large loss, Yesh Nisma Chasar, we rely on the first opinion that by Chometz is not more Chomer than other Yisurim, and B'diyavid, even by small Tanner, and it's Sosum, B'diyavid Rechalav Milsehi, the Yabba Chometz Rechalav Milsehi, by case of a large loss. Comes the Magen Avraham. Comes the Magen Avraham. The Harav Lehiter, this that we say over there in Yeridea, the Bidiyavid, in the Makam Hesem Meruba, it's Mutter. Al Bashaya Tanner cut a cut him, it's a small Tanner. But Akaponim Pesuach Ksas, Makam Hashosan Yetz, there was an opening, there was a vent. Al Bashosan Legamri, Lobe Kilina becomes a Philip Makam Hesed. If it's totally sealed, we would not be Makal. Ibn Malcolm Hafsid, Chenasi Arab. Okay. The Hosef Magen Aram, the Magen Aram takes it a step further and he says, like this. The Chaman Hatzimun and Bashab is the current Cholent. But we have the Cholents, which they put it into an oven and they seal up the opening of the oven. So lechera, it's a problem. But what do you tell me? But it's in a pot. I'll be shemat mavash and oisun because there, even though they cook it in a pot, kimish shoyin shom zman rav, it stays there for a very long time. Vataner sosum he called sotav and it's totally sealed. They used to seal the oven. Rechon chazak, it gets a very strong smell, and therefore if it didn't get tzli, it gets the halachal equivalent of tzli. And therefore, since it's sosum, mele afe has a meruba, osur b'chometz l'daitoi b'chenal. The Ramagaram paskin that even in the case of a large loss, if it's totally sosum, it's osur. And by tzli, and chometz and cholent is like tzli. So in that scenario, it would be a problem. Just like Bishari Surim, we pass in by Hefsim Meruba, we're Makel by Katan Vesosum, by Chometz also.
What's the principle that
the
Tashiel is more Makel than Sli?
In general, because of the fact that Tashiel has liquid in it, it doesn't create the same type of a strong flavor and smell as Sli does. But over here, that's Magen Aram's point, that you put a pot of cholent in there, a pot of cholent, because of the nature of the way it sits like that for such a long time, it develops a very strong smell. So you have equivalent din of tzli. But the ma'aseh, the achronim which argue, there's being makel by tzli also. So, I mean, the Magen Rom put down two assumptions. Number one, he said that when it's a taner, when it's sasson legamri, we're not makel by tzli. And then number two, cholent is like tzli. The achronim argue, they hold that you're matir even by tzli in a case where it's katan and sasson legamri, just like other yisurim. So the case of cholent, which is a tavshul, so I'm not going to be machmer the Magen Rambam's other chumrah on top of that. I'm telling you, even tzli is mutter, kolshken tavshul is mutter. Vadaf shesaisim by a tanner. They had like a board they would use to seal off the tanner, the oven, where they put away the cholent. They put away the cholent for Shabbos. They would seal the oven. Chachil yeshli kach chadasha. You should not use the same board, because the board absorbed all that flavor the whole year, right? It's got 50 weeks worth of cholent smell in it. Even though there's no splattering on it, but it has that smell. So you should not use that one for Pesach. But he haven't misasim v'tanu b'yishana. Feel like dicho oisa eno oiseres. But he haven't. If they did use it, even if they had not washed it off, it's not going to answer, because there was there's nothing really in it, and there was no real contact between it and the food, so it's not a problem.
Hadacha, why would a hadacha accomplish? We're talking about get rid of the smell.
In other words, if you washed the daf, in other words, had the person some time before Pesach taken that board out and washed it off, that would take out some of the intensity of the smell. So he's saying, but he have it, it's mutter.
Isn't the smell something that's absorbed in it? We're not talking about mamashis that's on the surface of the dough.
Well, there's no derech on a piece of wood, mikra, the kuli alma, rechas and foods. So we wouldn't say, the piece of wood smells like cholent, it doesn't like cholent. We wouldn't say that. That's his point. Even though you have not, like this, you know, it's whatever is absorbed in there, it's on there, it's still there. You haven't washed anything off. It still doesn't make a difference. Mm-hmm. Okay, beis, sif beis. Chometz shenisar mishesh osel lamala. Chometz which got mixed in after the sixth hour and onwards. Adalaylo, en oisem b'mashahu el dino kashari sort of. Okay, that which we say chometz has the chumra that it's also mamasha who starts when actually Pesach starts, but an erev Pesach the shir is shishu from 6 hours until the night time. And menos and tam lefgam nami shir. We'll see that's atzan lelib tekunah. We'll see later on. There's a discussion. There's a machlokes whether menos and tam lefgam is mutter on Pesach. Do we say the same? We're machron mashu. We're also machron nus and tam lifgam. That's mechleks that around. But an erev of Pesach from 6 hours until nightfall, chometz is also, but nus and tam lifgam. It's not more chomer than all the yisurim. Nus and tam lifgam will be much. The same way all the yisurim nus and tam lifgam is. Okay. So the mishaber your dalit chometz was in the sarah b'sheishos ulamal. So the case was, it was Nisarev, which it got mixed in, means it happens. The person not doing it intentionally. Vim Erva b'mezid, a person intentionally mixed it together. Kagoyin Shatsara Chadorva Lasoysa L'Saktim B'chometz. The item which he wants to use needs chometz in it to make it get what's. Kagoyin Murius Sherman Dolgim Shemasimim by Lechem Kolli. They would mix into the murius was the fat from the fish. They would mix in a little bit of bread. I'm not sure what the recipe is about, but okay, that's the facts. That's the facts. Avo pi sheyesh b'shishim k'neged alechem is also v'chayv levar midir esever mekadem a pesach. So the person cannot keep it there on Pesach. Mirabanan it's also. See, even though it's batel, but since you want it to be there, so you want that chometz to be in there for over Pesach, we deal with it. You want that chometz to be there, so it's not batel, and you have to get rid of it. A person did not destroy it like he's supposed to. Didn't use it on Pesach, but he kept his left of Pesach. You can sell to the goy minus the value of the Isser part of it. Even though there's an Isser already starting from that time, there's an Isser la'av in the Torah with Malkus. There's also Miraisa b'hanoa. But the Chiv Koris does not start until nightfall. The Chiv Koris for Chometz is during the 7 days of Pesach. We said before was the Rabbanon. They did not give that din to Erev Pesach. The Chumra of Nosan Tam Lithgam, which we said later on as a machloik, is whether it is mutter during Pesach. And Erev Pesach, we did not create that Chumra. Okay. When you come to Nuksha, Teicha Pesach, so we discussed before in Tzibet Tafme Beis, something called chometz nuksha, which is a chometz process which was retarded along the way. It never completed its process of becoming chometz. So it's also, it's not chayv koris. So what is its status in regards to being mixed in? So I just told you over here, an isra chometz alone without a chayv koris is mutzer b'mashu. An isra chometz with a koris is also b'mashu. So according to that criteria, Luksha, which is not Chayv Koris, should be Mutter B'mashu, right? That should be the Cheshbon. No, Yesh Machmirim, Lesser B'mashu. The Zalman said that even so, it's going to be also B'mashu. And the Sharetzion says in Yudbeis, because the Loi Plug, once it's Pesach already, and we're saying Chometz is also B'mashu, we're not going to say some Chometz yes, some Chometz no. Once Pesach starts, Chometz is also B'mashu, period. That's one opinion. Okay? Excuse me. I will dash the mug in of rum. Avoid harbor chrenim. The came in the ainbel chorus the kuliyama. So, according to this argument, that if there's no key of chorus, it's not also b'mashu, and everybody holds luksha does not have a din of chorus, and the dash harbor poskim ainbel rak iser the rabbanon. There's even a poskim that's told it's only also mid rabbanon, and the mishabura brought that opinion before. So then, batel b'shishim afilu teicha pesach. It'll be batel b'shishim, even if it gets mixed in during Pesach. V'yeshes mechalem b'shasat chag. In case of necessity, you can mix them on them. Now, this is not a heter to go mix it. This is a heter if it got mixed. You're not mivat this at the chachila. That's an issur d'oraisa. To mivat this at the chachila. It's not an issur d'oraisa to mivat this at the rabbanon chachila. But an issur d'oraisa, be an issur d'oraisa. It's an issur d'oraisa to mivat this at the chachila.
There is a view that it's d'oraisa.
There is a view that the issue of Atlas and Chachil is the Rabbana, but we pass it.
Oh, no, I meant that it means Chavis Nuksha.
Right. There is also Chavis, but the issue of Atlas and Chachil is the Raisa of the Rabbana. The Yikim Sakhavis, that's the Raisa.
Is that a
halakha that
Moshe Messina?
No, the Merlin's not from. I remember the Pasa. The Merlin's not from. It blends it out. So we discussed the Isser of Erev Pesach. We discussed Chometz Nuksha Teicha Pesach. What about the last day, 8th day of Pesach? The Yom Tov Achron Af Shehu Gam Kein Mirabanan. That's we're not going to do. Why? Mikolam Kiman Shenisken Mishum Sveika De Yoyma. The reason why we keep the 8th day is because at once upon a time, they had to keep the 8 days because the suffix was the seventh day. So obviously, as much as they were concerned it was the seventh day, they had to be machmer like Pesach itself. So therefore, also bechila yaday tenuvas mashu k'mo bePesach k'nemuchik l'kamam and siman tov samach zayin sefiut. So there's no heter on the eighth day of chametz b'mashu. Okay.
That's talking about chametz in general, not chametz
nukshi. That's the chametz in general. But the flow is, if you tell me the nukshi of korus, it's not b'mashu, and that's why Erev Pesach is not b'mashu. And by nukshi, maybe it's not b'mashu. So on the eighth day, there's nukshi of korus. So the rabbanon, the issur of chametz. So you could argue incorrectly that there's no din of mashu, that's not true. So an Erev Pesach is din of kashar v'isurim. Alkenim nitzar v'lach b'lach nitzbalt v'shishim. If a liquid items mixed together, the shir bitul shishim and nitzar b'yavesh b'yavesh, then nitzbalt v'chad b'tray. It's nitzar v'chad b'tray. Now, Zatim Shabura, this is wonderful that it's bottle. So, does it allow you to eat it during Pesach? No. But even in someone who's bottle, b'shishim, before Pesach, the Ramos would say later on, once Pesach comes, when it's also mashu, the bittel of shishim before Pesach doesn't help you. It becomes usher again, because now there's more, there's chametz there in the mixture. And I want to make bottle b'shishim, it doesn't help me. So the fact that Erev Pesach, it's mutter, means you can eat it Erev Pesach. But once Pesach comes, it's going to become us.
Erev Pesach, meaning even during
Acher Chatzos? After Chatzos. So we said that after Chatzos, the sheer bittul is still shishim. So if chametz would mix into something b'shishim, it would be mutter eat. So he says, that's fine. You can eat it today, now in Erev Pesach. We can't eat it on Pesach. Then we said, "Nosit Hamliv Gam was mutter in Erev Pesach." I leave it to Kuliyam. Hanafila ladasim akbirim lekamam asif yud behago. The opinion which holds Nosit Hamliv Gam during Pesach is aser. That's only during Pesach. Kamalkim Erev Pesach about in lahachmer afila bepochas mishish. If it's Nosit Hamliv Gam, we're not going to be machmer, even though it's not a shir shishim team about the al shishim, but it's mutter al Nosit Hamliv Gam, which is a machloek is whether it's mutter during Pesach, but Erev Pesach after Chatzos, before nightfall, will be mutter. Now, here the Mishnah Berurah doesn't discuss the din of Chayzer v'Neir. There is a notion time we said on a Shir Shishim, which is mutter Erev Pesach, and during Pesach it's a mamasha, which Shir Shishim is not mutter. There's a machloek is whether it's din of Chayzer v'Neir. And Nosit Hamliv Gam could be that's better if it's once it's Nosit Hamliv Gam and it's both Erev Pesach. It's not, even though Nosit Hamliv Gam might be also during Pesach, it's only if it was Nis'arv during Pesach. If it was Nis'arv before Pesach, Nosit Hamliv Gam, it'll remain Mutter during Pesach. So that the Moshe Dirshu touches on that point. He points out the Bir Halacha and Siftal raises that question. Okay.